Your job is to find out what you're capable of. That's it. So are you capable of becoming rich? Absolutely. But you're also capable of becoming fulfilled. And part of fulfillment is making the world a better place.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. Guys, today I want to talk to you about your purpose, possibilities, potential, and ultimately peace. There's no possible way that you will ever find peace if you're not honoring or living up to your potential. Your potential creates possibilities. It creates opportunities for you. And that's the only purpose that you have on this earth, because if you are honoring your God-given possibilities and potential, you by default will ignite that in other people. You will live a life that is an example that will make other people want to become better. And I want to share, some personal stories with you guys that justify what I just stated. It wasn't more than, two years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, where, and there's a big difference between being rich and being fulfilled. Those are two totally different things. And I think a lot of us started in business to get rich so that we could ultimately find fulfillment. What happens when you get there and fulfillment isn't there? Then what? You will find yourself in a very dark, dark place. And in some cases, some of you guys are going through things right now. Maybe you don't have the financial side of it and you're just in a very, very dark place. My guess is you know deep down that you're not honoring your potential. And really, what is potential? It basically means capable of. What are you capable of? Are you capable of getting up early? The answer is yes. Are you capable of growing financially? The answer is yes. Are you capable of reading? Are you capable of making your life better in one way or another? And the answer will always be yes. And if you're not doing those things, then you're not living up to your potential. And if you're not doing those things, then you're not honoring your purpose and why you're here on earth. It's not just for financial reasons. It's not just to get to the point where you're rich and then you get to sit back and relax. That's not a life well lived. And so I want you guys to find, peace through possibilities, through potential, and through purpose while you're on the path to prosperity. There's a lot of P's right there. But I'll share my personal story with you guys, because I feel as though that, I'm the end listener. I'm you guys maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, on the pursuit of something amazing, on the pursuit of something great financially, right? Because that was going to give my life meaning. That was going to make me whole. That was going to give me the fulfillment that I was looking for when I started this journey. But what happens again when you get there and you don't find what it is that you were originally looking for? You have to go back to the drawing board. You're going to have to reconfigure what your life's purpose is. And for me, it got to a point where I started making a lot of money financially a few years back, and I knew that there was something more. I knew that there was something more. That wasn't the answer to the fulfillment that I was looking for. And so it forced me to look internally and ask myself, when did I feel best in my body and mind? When was I, operating at a frequency that I felt as though that, was impacting people in a positive way? Collecting a check and taking it to the bank and depositing it is great, but you're not impacting other people in a positive way, just making a bunch of money. Yes, you're impacting yourself. You may be impacting your family on the financial aspect, but the idea is to really put yourself in a situation. All you are is an antenna. You need to put yourself in a situation where you're operating at such a frequency and vibrating so high that you're attracting all of the right things into your life, the right emotions into your life. And with that, you would also be admitting the right emotions into the world and impacting people in a positive way. And so when I looked in the mirror and said, at what point in life did you feel best? And it was with body movement. It was with, you know, continuous education, self-improvement. That's when I feel the most whole, because I'm honoring my design. I'm growing this vessel that I'm blessed with, which is my body, which is my mind. When I hit a low spot, I had to change everything about my life. I had to start looking inside instead of outside. All of your potential is buried underneath society standards. It's buried underneath the worries that you have about what other people may think of you. When you start looking more inside and having that be the thing that navigates your life will then have more purpose, have more possibilities, have more potential, and more fulfillment as a whole. And so this journey of 1,000 days of two-a-days and reading every single day began in January 2022. But that's not how the journey began. It began at a low point. And so if you're at a low point, that is a wonderful thing, because everything balances out. You know, you have high, you have low, you have hot, you have cold, you have left, you have right, you have north and you have south, you have good and you have bad. So if you're currently going through something that is difficult, or you're in a situation that you feel is bad, that's a beautiful thing, because on the other side of that is something good. Everything must balance itself out. And I started January 2022 saying, I need to become better. I need to become more whole as an individual, and I need to create more impact in the world, because that will give me the fulfillment that I'm looking for. And so I started the year with, you know, 75 hard, doing two-a-days every single day, you know, reading every day, drinking a gallon of water. And throughout this process, you know, I asked myself, am I going to stop after 75 days? I'm starting to feel good again in my body and mind. So if I'm doing all the things that make me operate at my potential or at my peak and make me feel as though that I'm honoring my purpose, why would I stop doing all the things that serve me? You know, a lot of people do this as a way to get out of a low place, and then they stop doing the things that got them out of a low place. And I would rather commit to daily suffering or daily commitments and effort that was less painful than the pain of being at a low place. And so I got through 70, and I said, I'm going to go another 25 days. I'm going to go 100 days straight. And then after 100 days, I said, I feel too good in my body and mind, and I'm going to continue this for 365 days. After 365 days, I knew that I can't walk away from this. So I recommitted to doing this for 1,000 days straight. And I don't even know what day I'm on right now. It's like 400 and probably 45. I don't even know. It's somewhere around. And that's a lesson right there. When you actually get lost in the process, it's a beautiful thing. When we focus on all the small things that we should be doing on a day-to-day basis, that's where purpose is. That's where potential lies. That's where you will find fulfillment. Everybody's looking for the big thing that could get them where they want to go, where they will take a big chunk out of the process so that they can get to the destination, versus just honoring, chipping away at this thing that they want to become or this result that they're trying to get. And so I challenge you to just get lost in the process and love what the process will mold you into. Because everybody has to go through some sort of self-improvement journey in order to find true fulfillment and true purpose on this earth. And you have to find the medium that does that. Entrepreneurship is amazing because it's a medium for self-improvement. It forces you to become a better version of yourself. It forces you to learn things in a very difficult manner. It forces you to suffer. And if you think about it, everybody that's ever done anything great with their life has suffered greatly. Life is about suffering. It just is what it is. All of us will go through the same emotions. We'll all deal with highs and lows, and we're all going to deal with death. We're all going to deal with not feeling like doing the things that we know that we should be doing. So suffering exists regardless. The question is, will you increase the suffering on purpose so that you could accomplish your purpose and that you could find out what your true and real potential is? Because as long as you're scratching the surface of your potential, that's when you will find fulfillment. That's when you will find peace. That doesn't mean that you won't have to go through pain or that you won't have to make sacrifices in order to find peace. That's where we get things misconstrued. That's where we kind of fall off the tracks, is because we're seeking peace, we're seeking fulfillment, but pain and suffering can't be a part of the equation. It wouldn't make any sense logically, but that's just part of it. Like I said, everything has to equal out. So if you can put yourself in extreme pain, the pendulum will swing back to extreme peace. It's just the way that it works. Halfway through the year, so probably around day, 150 to 200, I started asking myself, is this difficult for me anymore? Is this hard? And it was no longer difficult. It was just the way that I lived. Based upon what I'm telling you right here, that suffering is a part of the equation for peace. If I was no longer suffering because it was just what I do every single day, then I'm not getting the value that I want to get out of it. I'm just going through the motions. And how many times have you started something that was once difficult to that version of yourself and honored that thing for such a period of time that it was just no longer difficult? It was just part of who you are. And then you stopped challenging yourself. So just because at one point when I started the year doing two-a-days and reading was a challenge and it was difficult, I was getting fulfillment out of it. I was finding purpose in it. But then 4 or 5 months into the process, it was no longer difficult. There was no challenges left in the process. It was just me waking up and kind of going through the motions and doing what I had done every single day for the last 4 or 5 months. And so I asked myself, what can I do to turn up the heat a little bit, to challenge myself? And that's when I introduced running into the equation. And some of you guys, understand that I've been, through the podcast, or maybe some of you guys follow me and see that I enjoy, pushing myself in the physical aspect through the medium that is running, right? I knew for a fact that I was giving myself credit for something that was once difficult to the old version of myself, but no longer difficult to the current version of myself. And so I challenge you to ask yourself, are you doing things right now that are no longer difficult to you, that maybe at one point to the old version of you was difficult, and you're still giving yourself credit because at one point it was a challenge? How could you turn the dial up a little bit? How can you turn up the heat a little bit? Because when you originally started it, it was only painful and challenging because it was creating a new version of you. And if it's no longer difficult or challenging, you are the version that you will remain unless you do something different. And so it started with 75 hard. It went to 100 days. It went to 365 days. Then I stretched it out to 1,000 days. And I still, to this day, have to ask myself, is this difficult? Is this challenging? Are you suffering with a purpose that's making you greater, that would ultimately impact other people in a positive way? There is a ripple effect that's true and real. We are all connected. We are all unified as one. And the proof in that is you become the environments that you put yourself in. Why do people say it's so important to protect the environments, or you are the 5 people that you surround yourself with? Why, when we make somebody else feel good about who they are, do we feel good? Because we're all interconnected. Why do you feel like crap after you make somebody else feel like crap? Because we're all interconnected. And so when you're living up to your purpose and you're chasing your potential and possibilities and opportunities, you're making the world a better place. You're inspiring somebody else. And there's nothing greater on this earth that you can do than to make the world a better place by first starting with you and inspiring other people to then do something that's greater than the current version of themselves. There's a ripple effect that's true and real, And I'm challenging you guys right now. I know I'm meant to do something great with my life, and I know that you are as well. So are you honoring your potential? In other words, are you honoring what you are capable of? Or are you just honoring what you did yesterday and last week, last month, last year, and kind of stuck going through the motions? I will become the best version of myself. I will continue to challenge myself. And a part of me challenging myself is me challenging you guys to challenge yourself. I would not be operating at my peak or fulfilling my purpose and finding my potential if I'm not delivering this message to you guys today. If you're listening to this, you're meant to hear this message. You're meant to do something great with your life. You're meant to do more than what you're currently doing. And I challenge you to find one little thing that you could tweak or change. Me reading every day has no longer become difficult. It's part of what I do. And so the other day, I challenged myself to not just read in the evening, but also when I wake up in the morning. And instead of reading just self-improvement books, I've challenged myself to read the Bible. And that's what I've been doing every single morning for the last few mornings, is reading a few chapters. Your job is to find out what you're capable of. That's it. So are you capable of becoming rich? Absolutely. But you're also capable of becoming fulfilled. And part of fulfillment is making the world a better place. You would not be honoring your design, your potential, and your purpose if you don't start with you. Everybody wonders what their purpose is and they look externally at the world. What can I do? What is my purpose? It's not your occupation. You are your purpose. Are you doing everything that you can to make this vessel and this mind the best version of itself while you're here? And if you're doing that, you are living up to your purpose. You are living up to your potential. And that by itself will create possibilities and opportunities that you're unaware of. There's the old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You cannot say that you are ready for a result provided you're not putting yourself in situations where you're showing that you're willing to do what it takes for the result that it is that you seek. I want you guys to live a happy, fulfilled, yes, financially rich life. But those are two totally different things. Rich and happiness and fulfillment. Those are two totally different things. And so, yes, you should be focused on your business. You should be focused on making an impact with the people that you surround yourself with inside the business, whether it's your employees, your managers, your leaders, whatever it is. But you should also be doing things for yourself that make you feel whole, that make you feel fulfilled, that is forcing you to stretch the current version of yourself into something greater, into something better. You know, and I know, that you have an emotion and a feeling with inside you that there is something better, that there is something greater. And there's no way you living the life that you lived yesterday or last week or last month or last year will extract what that is, will show you the path that you're supposed to go down in order to reach fulfillment and reach riches and reach potential and reach purpose. So this podcast is here to challenge you to do better, become better, challenge yourself more, be okay with suffering. That is a beautiful part of the process, because that suffering is just you morphing into something new and different. That resistance is there in order for you to create change in your life. Guys, I want the best for you. I appreciate you guys giving us your awareness and your attention. But if you're not doing anything with the information that you're extracting from this podcast, you're doing yourself a disservice. So now is the time to course correct, to ask yourself the tough questions, to take massive action, to become the best version of yourself so that you can live a happy, purposeful, fulfilled life that impacts other people and creates a ripple effect. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure that you're rating and reviewing. Till next time, guys. Kick ass.